rest of the story. This is the story of a successful educator and how he learned the hard way what real success is all about. His name was Aristoteles. As a young man home from war, he looked around him, observed the difficulty with which many of his buddies were readjusting to civilian life. So Aristoteles grew determined to succeed. The first step on his path of upward mobility was college. He earned a bachelor's degree in psychology. That was not enough. So he went on to school, earned a master's degree. International diplomacy seemed a prestigious profession, so Aristoteles went to work for the United States State Department. In a short while, he had ascended through the ranks of the department's information service to the position of assistant director for the Near East, South Asia, and Africa. And yet, in the State Department, Aristoteles simply could not rise far enough fast enough to suit him. So he went to work for this network, the American Broadcasting Company, in our News and Special Events Department. In no time, Aristoteles was senior director. He was responsible for the documentary, Your Voice of America, which won the Peabody and Freedom Foundation Awards. At last, Aristoteles was truly, wonderfully, unbelievably, unquestionably successful, but for some reason, he didn't feel it. Among the topmost brass for a nationwide television network, creme de la creme in his field, Aristoteles had arrived. By virtually any standards one might wish to apply, and still he ached with the notion that he had not succeeded in realizing his potential, that there was yet an accessible height to which he had not ascended. And at last he realized what his ultimate objective should be, total independence, solo stardom. So, Aristoteles resigned his lofty position with ABC. He went on his own, became executive director of the respected Stanford Playhouse in Connecticut, and once and for all, it seemed Aristoteles was happy. But this is the rest of the story. His first production, applauded by the critics, failed at the box office miserably, as did his second production. And his third. In fact, everything Aristoteles did at the Stanford Playhouse was destined for artistic success, but financial failure. 2 years later, the Playhouse closed, and for the first time in his life, Aristoteles was utterly crushed. He had climbed so very high, but there was nothing to break the fall. Disillusioned, Aristoteles returned to his hometown, Garden City, Long Island, got a job with the New York Board of Education, settled down to teaching, and to his great surprise, was truly satisfied. So, this has been the story of a successful educator, and how he learned the hard way what real success is all about. He had ridden the roller coaster all the way to its crest, and yet, while the view from the summit was breathtaking, the quiet, steady life was most rewarding of all. That is, until an actor's agent spotted him and thought he looked interesting and talked him into a television acting job. I'm sure you will always remember, as will we around the newsroom at ABC, Aristoteles, under the name Telly Savalas. For it was he who became the bald-headed, hard-nosed cop called Kojak. Now, you know the rest of the story.